Thank you. First, I would like to thank Madam Vallina for her presentation and the study and insights provided by the distinguished panelists and members of the expert mechanism. There is no doubt that achieving development and fully realizing the drive to development at the national developments is important by creation of an inclusive foundation at the national and international levels. Civil society is a vital component of any society. A dynamic and active civil society can serve as a powerful driver of development, especially if led by youth and women, who can play an impactful role in realizing the right development and enabling societies to benefit from the fruits of progress and developments. States hold their primary responsibilities in advancing policies towards realizing the right to development. This is especially crucial at the international level, where the formation and architecture of the financial and economic structure are of significant importance. Inclusivity and engagement in development process at the global level must be given special attention. Access and participation of the civil society from developing countries is a matter of importance. Above all, it's essential to properly consider having a fair international financial economic system in which all states have equal access and participation in decision-making process. This can contribute in inclusiveness of the civil society from the all countries in equal manner in international establishments. If we succeed in achieving this, civil society will indeed be able to engage in and contribute to such an inclusive structure and frameworks. Today, the issue is that the efforts of states and civil society in many developing countries toward development, equal development opportunities, and achievement of their development policies and goals are impacted by the coercive interventions and measures by other states. These interventions directly and indirectly impacts the inclusion of the civil society from the targeted countries in the process of the development and full realization of the right to development. This situation represents a mega trend that exacerbates the inequalities globally, both among and within countries, and civil societies in these countries is inevitably one of the victims of these increasing inequalities. In light of the above, and while reiterating the importance of the inclusive civil society participation in development processes, we must also recognize that the certain international policies and the current architecture of the global economic and financial system particularly hinder the creation of the inclusive spaces for all stakeholders in various countries to participate in realizing the right to development and achieving development goals. Thank you very much.